Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for January 11th, 2014. We come to you from the Sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee for the first USWO wrestling event of 2014. I would like to apologize in advance for getting the referees mixed up during the matches. We began with a rematch from last month's event as Aaron Cross took on the sexiest man alive, Big Time Sexy. Sexy whips Cross into the ropes, catches him with lariat. There's a back elbow, and down goes Cross. Sexy with a leg lariat, but only gets two. Sexy button of rights to Aaron Cross. Cross responds with a knee lift, which may or may not have been in the vicinity of the groinular region. And there's a face breaker by Aaron Cross, who defeated Big Time Sexy last month. That's one shot by Aaron Cross. Make it two. Sexy turns him around. Three chops in the time it took Cross to do two of them. And now Cross choking Sexy in the corner. Cross with a running forearm in the corner. There's a splash and a bulldog. And Sexy down on that. Cross lays on Sexy, but only gets two. He'd have hooked the leg, he might have had him. Sexy firing up on Cross. There's a suplex. Sexy rolls over, covers, but still only two. Sexy shoots Cross in the ropes, hip toss. Hey, there's an arm drag. That would be the first arm drag of the night. Cross down in the corner and kicks Sexy in the groinular region. Cross with his back to Sexy in the corner, slinging elbows backwards, and he's connecting on him. Cross now draping Sexy's legs. He's setting up for the Golden Globes. A move used by Goldust in the past. And there you go. Big Time Sexy. That's three shots to the groinular region in this match for Big Time Sexy. Somebody's going to be walking bow-legged tomorrow. Cross grabs Sexy. Swinging neck breaker. Cross over the cover, but still can't hold Sexy down for three. Sexy reverse whips Cross into the corner. Here comes Sexy. A Big Time Sexy splash. Whips him across to the other corner. And another Big Time Sexy splash. Let's go for three. Might as well. But Cross gets up a boot, grabs Sexy's legs, puts his feet on the bar rope, and pins Big Time Sexy.
Let's recap, winner of the match, Aaron Cross.
So that's Aaron Cross 2, Big Time Sexy nothing. So the new ref gets the job of helping Big Time Sexy get to his feet.
Hey, everybody at USWO, Tony Falk, and all the staff, we'd like to thank TJ Weatherby and everybody at Saul. Give it up for TJ. TJ, thank you for letting us be here every month. We're here every month, and our next show is coming up Saturday, February the 8th. So make sure the second Saturday in February, be with us. We'll be back here at the Sawmill. And of course, every Friday night, you can see Saul right here at 8 o'clock, and then on TV Sunday nights at 11. So be sure to support Saul, and of course, USWO one Saturday a month.
Let's get on to the next match, or maybe not.
Y'all ready for the next match?
Oh, it's a dynasty! Zach Hartnell, Jimmy Street, David Knox, Chris Norte, Hey, there's Sex Kitten Kathy. Well, they need a little female influence in the dynasty anyway. Well, let's see what the dynasty has to say. Dyer and Flynn is not with them.
Jimmy, I'll hand over my paycheck if there's a full set of teeth between this whole place. How you doing tonight, man? How you doing?
Brother, any better, I couldn't stand it. I'm telling you, I'm doing so good. They're gonna take a luxury tax out on me alone.
That's all fine and good. But come on, man. Cut to the chase. How you really feeling? Come on.
I'm feeling awesome, Zach Gardner.
Tell me why.
Because, well, let me tell you a little story here. There was supposed to be a four-man, a three other guy getting their heads bashed in, and David Knox winning. But that just got cut out of the way because basically they were all cowards and did not want to face it. And the problem actually is I'm not doing too well, Zach, is because all of the dynasty, their waists are naked. And that bothers me, and it's been hell in all of Georgia. Next year, you will be thinking back on how long the dynasty has had those titles. So let me tell you this, LT Falk. It's really getting old that we have to come out here and keep renewing the mental lease, if you know what I mean.
Now I'm getting old listening to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a comedian. Good thing she came out tonight. Once we do what we do, they're going to need a lot of laughs. Here you go, Mr. Hartnell. Tell them how it is.
Well, Jimmy, since it's so good to let these people know how you were doing, I think I'm going to do the same. I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit distraught tonight. She had to console me all throughout the night because there has been a constant thorn in not only my side, but the side of each and every individual standing in this ring for the past several months. That is a man by the name of LT Falk.
He's got one
guy. LT, is that a fact? Are you going to? Ain't nothing between us but air.
Well, look what you've done. Here comes LT.
That's all right. Come on. LT, brother, it doesn't have to be this way. It wasn't always like this, was it? Just to show that there is no animosity intended. Right now, I'm going to invite you to step in this ring and conduct business with us like sophisticated gentlemen. Like gentlemen, and a gentle lady, a very beautiful gentle lady. Come on. Like gentlemen. We are giving you the opportunity of opportunities, the chance of chances. What you see, the embodiment of this ring, we are giving you the opportunity to let all bad blood wash under the bridge and allow you a spot, not just any spot, a spot with the dynasty. No! A spot with Chris Norte, Jimmy Street, the big man David Knox, the Sex Kitten, and the Exception, the hottest thing to hit this business in years, LT. We want you to be a part of it. It doesn't have to be this way. What do you say, brother?
Boy, LT's got a hard decision here. Oh, by the way, David Knox has an axe handle, not a kendo stick.
Truth be told, I don't know what the hell's going on. But these guys, I made a promise it wasn't going to happen. But I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm letting you people down. Because these guys are getting their way. It was going to be a four-way for a number one contendership tonight. That match is not taking place. Automatically granted number one contendership, David Knox. But my friend, the Boogie Woogie Boy, Gary Valiant, he's not going to let that title slip away. He's going to give you a wake-up call. And tonight it's supposed to be a tag match. But my partner, Fireball Roberts, is not here. I don't know what's going on. This is the second time he's canceled out on me. Now you wanna invite me into this family? You wanna invite me into this clique? You think these people don't give a damn about me? Do they? Do you? Hey, my family. They think they could beat me. They think they could humiliate me. If they had it their way, I would never be able to step in this ring again. You know what? Millersville, tell these guys. Should LT Folk join the dynasty? These great supporting fans, they just gave each and every one of you your answer. And every one of you, I'll do my best. Two of you, Darren and Norte, the Dream Destroyers. Come on, it could be a handicap match. I'm gonna do my best to take these guys and show them these fans are not just fans, you're my family. You're my family. We're gonna take these guys out together. I'll do it myself if I have to. Do you got my back, Millersville?
Oh, here's Miss Rachel.
Rachel, what are you doing?
You don't need to take them on by yourself. Kathy has no business being here. I've already beaten her a number of times. And I have been known to go toe-to-toe with plenty of gentlemen in this business. I'm not scared of any of you. I'll be your partner tonight.
What, gentlemen?
She's went toe-to-toe with a few men before. She's from the UK. She's been to Germany, France, Hong Kong. She's been to Canada. We could do this. My better half, Miss Rachel and I, in a gender tag team action against any two members of the dynasty. Millersville, do you want to see it? Brian, we're going to do it. She's going to be my partner tonight. We're going to do it. Oh, yeah.
Give it up for Miss Rachel and LT Falk, everybody.
Oh, look. And the dynasty, they don't want to wait. It's Brian 2. And here's Psycho Mac with a kendo stick. And Zach Hartnell gets whacked with a stick. And now Dave gets hit. David Knox gets hit. Psycho Mike cleaning house. And meanwhile, Rachel had a hold of Kathy.
This much, she put her ass in a man's place, she's gonna get her ass whooped like a man. So you mean to tell me, is this what I come back to when I wasn't at the show last month? I want to run amok around here and think y'all gonna take over and beat down my friend LT Falk and my friend Miss Rachel. That's not gonna happen tonight. LT, Rachel, you just got a third partner for this match tonight. I'm gonna put out a Bordeaux beatdown like y'all never seen before. David Knox, you know what I can do. Norte, you know what I can do. Zach, you know what I can do. Jimmy Street, you have nightmares of knowing what I can do.
Go home.
Jimmy Street kind of nervous.
And she ain't sex cat. She's not sex kitten to me. That's trashy kitten. If you get in my way, you're gonna know what I can do.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that there, Brian. Let's do myself, Psycho Medic, and Miss Rachel taking on Kathy. I said any of them, but let me make a request. Let it be Kathy. Let it be this arrogant punk, Zach Harnell. And let it be the big man, David Knox. You get that right there. You got the stick. This is a Kendo stick. And he knows how to swing it, and I'm pretty sure if needed, he's gonna stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Let's make it a six-person tag match, huh? I mean, today's been one of those days I cannot believe what's going on. And there's no telling what else is gonna take place tonight. So once again, I gotta give a big thank you to each and every one of you for coming out tonight. You make US video what it is. And just do me a favor, when the three of us come out later on tonight, let's make a lot of noise. Let's beat that team. 1, 2, 3, please to me.
All right, it's a new year, and the Psycho Medic's going to have some big things coming this year. 2013's in the past, it's time to look to the future.
All right, give it up for Psycho Medic. And Miss Rachel, they will be out a little later.
Okay, now let's get on to the next match. We have Chris Norte, who is still feeling the effects of getting whacked with a kendo stick a few minutes ago. And of course, Norte out here with Jimmy Street as part of the Dynasty. And he is taking on TNT Motley. Of course, last month, TNT challenged Chris Michaels for the USWO Championship and just came up short. So, evidently, he's having to work his way back up the ranks. And there's a chop for Norte. And TNT already had some words for Street. TNT, he might want to consider just going after Norte since he's already been whacked pretty good. Motley grabs a headlock. Norte shoots Motley into the ropes, and Motley comes out with a shoulder block. Motley brushes away a kick by Norte and then kicks him in the back. There's an atomic drop. Motley off the ropes with a bulldog, and down goes Norte. Motley with a cover for two. Motley with a suplex, rolls over, still only gets two. Motley gets Norte down in the corner. Norte rakes the face of Motley, now chokes him in the middle of the rope. Norte catches Motley off the ropes with a back elbow, drops and covers, but only two. Norte now with a front face lock on the mat. Motley with a chin breaker gets up and gets out of the hold. Now Motley firing up on Norte. Motley charges at Norte, but Norte gets out of the way. And Norte, a double axe handle right between the shoulder blades, and now we got a rear chin lock. Norte releases a hold, but not before sitting down the smaller back of TNT Molly. Norte whips Molly across. Molly tries a leapfrog. Catches Norte. Well, Molly tried to leapfrog. Didn't quite clear Norte, but knocked him down enough to roll him up and get a two count. Now Molly slings Norte into the corner. Here he comes. A splash. There's an axe kick. And Molly, with Norte staggering, is going up top. But Molly misses as Norte gets out of the way. Looks like he's going for a crossbody. And now Norte stomping away. Norte misses on a clothesline. Molly grabs him and just kind of slings him down. And that's it. Molly gets the pin. Tag team action is next as Caden Sade and the standout Charles Alexander team up to take on a man both have tangled with here over the past few months, the Crow Show, Josh Crow, who has brought in a long-lost relative, Wes Crow, to be his partner tonight. The Crows are coming into the ring by the lovely Miss Alora. Crow whips Sade across. Sade jumps on Josh's shoulders and then hits a Hurricane Rana. There's a tether wall. And Josh Crow scrambles to the safety of the corner. So Josh's partner, a relative of his named Wes Crow, who we have not seen here in USWO. And they are accompanied to the ring by Miss Alora, who has stuff tattooed on her back. One of them is like an Atlanta Braves script A logo. And anyway, here's the tag on the standout Charles Alexander. Jumping elbow drop by Alexander. There's a cover. Charles Alexander going for a 10 punch. Here's Alora over. Of course, this is our. We have not seen Alora here either. Alora goes over and pushes Alexander off the corner, but Alexander quickly recovers and grabs a headlock on the Crow Show, Josh Crow. And here's Caden Sade back in. Oh, some stiff kicks there to the chest of Josh Crow, the Crow Show. And there's Sade with a drop kick and kicks right back up. Sade hooks, leg, and covers, only gets two. Yeah, Sade and Alexander, this is quite a dynamic duo here. And here's Alexander back in. And there's a double suplex. And double elbows dropped, and they both kip up. Wes Crow wanders in, and Alexander drop kicks him right back out. And Wes Crow out to console his brother, cousin, sort of relative, Josh Crow. And meanwhile, Alexander and Sade both dive out through the ropes. So after the mess gets cleared out the side of the ring, we got Alexander and Crow back in. Alexander with a jumping leg lariat on Crow. Hooks, leg, and covers. But that was about 2 2/3. Josh Crow rakes the face of Charles Alexander, and here comes our first look at Wes Crow, and he immediately gets arm dragged. Wes Crow shoots Alexander into the ropes. Well, they kind of block each other down. Looks like Wes Crow hit a knee lift on Alexander or something. Now he grabs him, picks him up. Wes Crow slams Charles Alexander, drops an elbow on him. There's a cover. Only two. Well, Wes Crow gives a parting shot to Alexander on his way out to the ring, and here's Josh Crow again. And there's a suplex on the standout, Charles Alexander, and Miss Alora approves of this move. Josh Crow doing most of the work so far for his team in this match. There's a jumping knee drop on Alexander, hooks the leg and covers. But that was about 2 7/9. Or 2.777 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Alexander off the ropes with a jumping DDT on Crow. But both wrestlers are down. Crow pulls himself towards the corner. And here comes West back in. But we got a tag on Caden Sade, who greets West with a drop kick. There's a drop kick for Josh. Ooh, jumping elbow for Wes. Caden Sade with a step-up kick on Wes Crow, who is popped up in the corner. Meanwhile, Alexander and Josh Crow are outside the ring. Caden Sade tries to come off the second rope, but Josh yanks him off the corner. Wes Crow drops him on his head, and Alexander kind of headstands for a second. But still, Wes can only get two. And now Wes is going to... There's a rear chin lock, and Wes trying to rake the eyes of Caden Sade. Wes with an overhead throw on Caden Sade and sends him back to the Crow corner, which is not the place he wants to be right now. Oh, look, here comes Miss Alora to enjoy the experience by choking Caden Sade. Wes with a little kick right in the mush of Caden Sade. Josh just slapping Caden upside the head. Caden fires back with a forearm. Oh, we got forearm fist, folks. Now we got a chop fist. Sade turns around and slaps Crow, but Crow with a spin kick and a boot off the rope. Crow swings and misses. Oh, a backwards hurricane run by Caden Sade, and down goes Josh Crow. Let's see if Caden can get over to the corner and tag Charles Alexander. Of course, Miss Alora not wanting this to happen, obviously. Miss Alora kind of in a black strapless dress. It's kind of frilly on the skirt. But we got tags, folks. Here's Charles Alexander. Forearm for Wes Crow. Whips Wes into the corner. There's a standout splash. And a drop kick for Josh. But he doesn't go down. Alexander ramming shoulders in the midsection of Josh Crow. Puts Josh Crow up on the corner. Crow chops Alexander in the back of the net. Meanwhile, Wes is putting the knees to Caden Sade. Charles Alexander flips Crow off the corner, but here's Alora over to pop Alexander in the back of the head. Caden Sade plants Wes in the middle of the mat. Both of them on the corners. Wow, doing 450s. And there's a double pins.
Wrestling fans, the winners of the match, the team of Caden Sade and the standout, Charles Alexander.
Well, Alexander and Caden Sade think about going over to be good sports, but they think better of it and just pose on the turnbuckles. Well, maybe Alora will get to come back sometime.
What a great tag team. How about Charles Alexander and Caden Sade? How many of you fans would like to see them back on the February show?
Well, I would.
All right, we'll talk to Tony Falk and see what we can do.
After intermission, we witnessed two more USWO debuts as Kevin Zion did battle with Nick Stanley. Stanley with a headlock takes Zion down to the mat. But Zion clamps on a head scissors. Zion now grabs a headlock and takes Stanley over the mat. Stanley gets back to his feet and reverses out of it into a top wrist lock and now grabs a headlock of his own. Zion shoots Stanley in the ropes. Zion with a drop kick, hooks a leg and covers, only two. Zion leapfrog, Stanley leapfrog. There's a hip toss by Nick Stanley whiffs on an elbow drop and a snap suplex by Kevin Zion. Zion now. There's a right fist for Stanley. He's got him backed up against the ropes. Stanley reverse whips Zion in the ropes. Zion ducks a lariat. Oh, look, he's going for a sleeper. Stanley still on his feet, trying to make the rope, but Zion pulls him away. And now Stanley sitting down on the mat. Ref number two over there. I guess he'll be doing the arm drop thing here in a minute. Kevin Zion had that sleeper clinched in pretty good. Nick Stanley stunners out of the hold and makes his way to the ropes so he can pull himself up. Stanley ducks two lariats and they collide. Both wrestlers down on the mat. According to USWO promoter, the legend Tony Pollock, both these young men, this is their first match. And so far it's been a doozy. There's Zion with a right, Stanley with a right. We got a slugfest, folks. Stanley with a fast press, peppering on that head of Kevin Zion. But both these guys trained at the Chris Michaels Wrestling Academy. Stanley charges, but Zion gets a boot up. Stanley with a spine buster. But still only two. Yeah, Nick, it was only two. You got to get three to get a win here. Stanley picks up Zion over the shoulder. What's he going to do? Well, Zion kind of squirms and comes off. There's a spin kick to the midsection by Zion. Zion off the ropes. A running knee right upside the head of Nick Stanley. And each one of these guys has a little cheering section going. But once again, Zion cannot get the three count. That was about 2 7/8 or 2.875 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Yeah, Kevin, it's got to be an entire three. Zion goes for a boot, but Stanley catches it. Kind of setting up in a torture rack thing, but can't hold it. Now goes behind Zion. But Zion can't hang, Stanley can't hang on for a roll-up. Stanley with a frontwards roll-up and catches Zion, and that's it. While they are no strangers to the Sawmill, Lance Erickson stepped into the ring with Jason Kincaid as both made their first appearance at a USWO event. We've got Lance Erickson, who is a semi-regular on Friday nights here at the Sawmill, taking on another guy who's become a semi-regular, Jason Kincaid. Of course, Erickson and his partner, Damian Wayne, have held a tag team gold out here on Fridays at Saw. And there's Kincaid with an arm drag and an arm bar. Of course, Kincaid also a semi-regular in TCW, where I had a chance to watch some of his work last summer, and I was quite impressed with him, so this is going to be a treat. Erickson's stands Kincaid up in a corner and just pops him in the jaw. Erickson shoots Kincaid across. Kincaid gets out of the way. And there's another arm drag. Kincaid now stretching the arm out.
Shut up, old lady.
Kincaid now with a wrist lock while Erickson's still down on the mat. Erickson keeps up trying to get to his feet. Erickson back to his feet, but Kincaid still has his wrist, and he's really Erickson picks up Kincaid and slams him. That'll get him out of the hold. But Erickson probably misses an elbow drop. And here's an arm drag and arm bar by Jason Kincaid. I believe he's known as Jason the Gift Kincaid. And once again, Kincaid with a hold of that arm. But Erickson gets back to his feet, pushes Kincaid back to the corner. It looks like he's got a handful of hair. And there's a body blow. Kincaid with a boot to the midsection. There's an uppercut for Erickson. Erickson runs to a back elbow by Jason Kincaid. But Erickson catches him and gives him a spinning power slam, but only gets two. Of course, technically, both these guys making their USWO debuts tonight. That would be, I believe that would be five people making their USWO debut tonight. Probably some sort of record. Erickson winds up and pops Kincaid with a right fist. There's another one. Erickson shoots Kincaid into the ropes and catches him with a back elbow. And Erickson is celebrating his accomplishments. Kincaid with some body blows gets back to his feet. Comes off the ropes but runs right into a big Lance Erickson Canadian boot. Because that's what it's all about. Hey. Erickson again shoots Kincaid in the ropes. Kincaid rolls over him and ends a gurry, and Erickson is staggered. And Kincaid grabs Erickson and snaps him on the top rope as he dives out of the ring. Kincaid, a kind of a springboard kick to the back of the head. And there's a springboard boot to the face. But still can only get two. Kincaid now takes off his shoulder pad looking things. He's pointing over here at me for some reason. But runs right into an Erickson spine buster. And that was about 2 5/7 or 2.714 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Now Erickson takes his elbow pad off, waits for Kincaid to get up. But Kincaid catches him, spins him around, and gives him a DDT. Kincaid rolls on top, hooks the leg, but only gets two. Now they're trading forearms. Erickson runs up, gives Kincaid a lariat, sends him over the top rope and out to the floor. Now both wrestlers outside the ring. Erickson pops Kincaid right in front of some of the fans here at the sawmill. It's calls for the bell because it's a double count out.
Wrestling fans. Wrestling fans, there has been a double count out. No decision in this contest.
Well, Erickson's going to go back in the ring where Kincaid is back to his feet. Well, now we got a USA chant started. Some people would call Canada America Junior. Hey, they shake hands. That's interesting. Next was a six-person tag match that was set up earlier in the evening as Jimmy Street brought out Dynasty members Canadian Lumberjack David Knox and the Exception Zach Hartnell, along with the vivacious Sex Kitten Kathy, to go at it with Mr. 110% LT Falk, the First Lady of USWO Miss Rachel, and a man from County Hospital Road, Psycho Medic. And right now we have LT and Zach Hartnell in the ring. So far, LT's just winding up on the arm, and now he's got it barred. Hartnell backs LT the ropes, and there's a knee to the midsection by Zach Hartnell, the exception. Hey, there's one. And Dr. Jekyll is happy. LT gets a quick cover on Hartnell, but only gets two. And here we go. Here's a tag on Miss Rachel. And Hartnell escapes and tags Sex Kitten Kathy. Of course, Rachel and Kathy have had quite a rivalry here the last few months. Even going so far as Kathy to bring in Leilani Kai to try to take care of Miss Rachel, and that didn't happen. There's Rachel with a drop toe hold and a lariat. Down goes Sex Kitten Kathy in her purple hair, which matches her purple pants. And Kathy over the tag, the Canadian lumberjack, David Knox. Well, actually, Rachel not that much smaller than David Knox, but she's going to tag Psycho Medic in. And Psycho Medic promising Bordeaux beatdowns for everybody earlier tonight. Knox just shoves Medic. But Medic shoves back. And now they lock up. Medic shoots Knox in the ropes. Tries a shoulder block, but they just bounce off each other. And here we go and repeat. Well, a third time, Medic finally takes Knox off his feet. There's a cover. Medic, yeah, with a shot to the ribs. Knox reverse whips Medic right into a knee from Zach Hartnell. Knox slams Medic. There's a big Canadian leg drop. But he can only get two on Medic, who gets a shoulder up. Knox now with Medic in the middle rope, choking him. Here's LT trying to come in. Billy Woods gets distracted, and Jimmy Street wanders over with the axe handle and probably hits Medic with it or something. And now Medic in the wrong part of town because Hartnell's reaching through the ropes and peppering that head that some have speculated reminds them of a milk dud. We're talking about Psycho Medic's head here. Hartnell catches Medic off the ropes. There's a side slam, but only two. Well, now, who's this? Well, some girl has come out the ringside. Knox putting a boot to the throat of Psycho Medic, who is in the wrong corner. Well, evidently, the young lady that came in the ring was not supposed to have come to the ring. And Brian is escorting her back to her seat. Yeah, there's probably not room in the dynasty for two females, folks. Meanwhile, Hartnell now driving his shoulders in the midsection of Psycho Medic, the man from County Hospital Road, who is really in the wrong part of town now. Here's Sex Kitten Kathy tagged in. Here's Sex Kitten. Oh, a hip shot to the side of Medic. And Kathy tags right back out. And here's Hartnell back in. Hartnell with some forearm shots on Medic, who has been in the ring for quite a while now. Oh, there's the Eye Poke of Doom by Zach Hartnell on Psycho Medic, the first one of the night. Medic ducks two lariats. And Medic and Zach Hartnell collide and they go down. Oh, look, we got tags, folks, and it looks like it's going to be everybody in a pool. Rachel and Kathy go at it. LT chopping David Knox. Hartnell is kind of half in, half out of the ring. Medic pulling himself up. Well, it's not quite everybody in the pool. Knox comes off the apron with a double axe handle, but LT blocks it. Rachel with a headbutt on Kathy. But Jimmy Street grabs Rachel's leg. Rachel's gonna pop straight, but here's Kathy from behind. Street holds Rachel. Here comes Kathy, but she crashes into Street and sends him into the wall. Here's Rachel. Rachel with a stunner. and covers Kathy. Meanwhile, the four guys were brawling outside the ring.
My new good friend, Kid Rock, I mean, Grantley. All of you, you made this possible. We would have never been able to come out victorious if it wasn't for you and your great support. One, two, three, clean as can be. We promised and we delivered. Hey, Charles, I've heard you sing it before. Let's sing it to a bunch of these idiots again. Na, 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 na.
Big hand. Yeah. It wouldn't be no LT, it wouldn't be no Retro, it wouldn't be no Psychomatic, NWA, SAWR, USWO, if it wasn't for you. I love each and every one of you. Thank you and God bless. Yes.
It's main event time as Dyron Flynn comes out with Jimmy Street, but first, Dyron exchanges pleasantries with the fans. Here's Dyron on the mic.
If everybody could be quiet for just 1 minute. I'm trying to acknowledge some celebrities in the crowd. Over here by the exit ramp, we have the cast of Joe Dirt. Everybody stand up and give him a hand.
Thank you.
Sit down. This ain't your time. It's my time. A mullet died out 20 years ago, and it looks like you did too.
Yeah, the speaking you got.
Well, you don't have a beard. I watched.
What you all just saw out here was nothing less than a travesty of which. Of which will be remedied very soon. A little bit of miscommunication will do a lot.
Turn the page!
Yeah. If we could, buddy, we would have already turned the page. I'm sorry, Dyron, I think she cracked the wheel. Yeah, y'all should pray for me if you don't mind. Thank you. Actually, do it now. A moment of silence for my rib. Anyway, shut up! Dyron is here for one thing, to cover this horribly naked waist. He's gonna say something, you guys.
What you're all about to witness is the first night of wrestling that actually matters in 2014. Not only did I shave my chest when I found out about what tonight was, I shaved it with a reason. Tonight, I'm not going to cover this beautiful body with hair. I'm going to cover it with the USWO heavyweight title. Something that LT Falk has never done, and something he's tried to keep me from for 6 years. I don't care if it's my dad, Chris Michaels, that holds the title. I don't care if it's Chase Stevens, Kid Cash, Wolfie D, anybody. Josephus, it doesn't matter. Tonight, it comes home with me. And after tonight, it won't be real fucking wrestling anymore. After tonight, it will be whatever I, Jimmy Street, and the Dynasty want to call it. And if you don't shut up, I'm going to come over there and knock what's left of those corn chip teeth out of your mouth, mess boy.
Bring it up, buddy.
I got a better idea. You bring it up here. Hey. Bring it up here. Hey, come on, Hillbilly. Come on. I'll give you a GED if you can knock me out.
Your high key
plays
H2O.
Can Dyron unseat our USWO champion, the headliner Chris Michaels, and become the 34th man to reign as champion? Let's find out. Well, Dyron's still selling showing the effects of being hit in the groin region twice. Now they lock up. Michaels whips Dyron across. Atomic drop. Poor Dyron. He'll be walking bow-legged tomorrow. Here comes Street over. Dyron tries to climb out, but Michaels kicks the rope. And what can you say at this point? Poor Dyron. Street straddles the rope, and Michaels runs over and kicks it. And Chris Michaels out here having a good time at the expense of other people's groinular regions. Now back to some action. Michaels with a kick to the ribs, whips Dyron across. Here comes Michaels. Dyron gets a boot up, but Michaels ducks, slides out of the ring, and guess what? He is going to post Dyron groin first. Michaels having a good time out here. Of course, I've been told Michaels has had an attitude change around here lately. Certainly seems to be having a good time. Now he's going to jump out of the ring, and again, he's going to grab Dyron. And once again, Dyron gets posted groin first. Wash, rinse, repeat. And now Michaels makes sure to taunt Dyron. See, if Dyron would wear a cup, this wouldn't happen. Well, they lock up, and Michaels pushes Dyron back to the corner. There's some shots to the ribs by Michaels. Michaels is a flurry of punches and kicks to the midsection. Michaels whips Dyron across, but Dyron catches him in a jaw with a boot, and there's a lariat by Dyron Flynn. Dyron now raking, clawing at the face of Chris Michaels, our USWO champion. Dyron gets a running start and lariats Michaels over the top rope and out to the floor, and here comes Jimmy Street. Street over to grab Michaels, throw him back into the ring without doing anything illegal. Dyron puts his feet on the bottom rope and covers Michaels, but Billy Woods is on to it. Dyron with his feet off the ropes can only get two. Now Dyron with a rear chin lock. Michaels trying to get to his feet. Michaels does get to his feet and fights off Dyron. Michaels off the ropes, ducks a lariat. There's a cross body. Whoa, that was about a 2.8. Dyron with a chin breaker. He hooks a leg and covers. And that was about 2.8 also. Dyron with a suplex. Hooks a leg and covers. Dyron drops a fist on Michael's head. Does it twice, in fact, and covers. Dyron bangs Michael's head in the turnbuckles. There's some forearms. Kind of a snapmare, and now he's looks like he's trying to go for a sleeper now. Michaels battling to get back to his feet. Michaels off the ropes, ducks lariat, ducks two. Off the ropes and connects right between the eyes of Dyron Flynn. But Michaels a little slow to get up. Michael shoots Dyron in the ropes, and there's a back elbow. Michaels plants Dyron into the mat, but still can't get three. Michaels takes a little swat at Street, waits for Dyron to get up. Dyron grabs a super kick, and there's a DDT on Michaels. Dyron now removing his elbow pads. Oh, he's going to set up. He's trying to set up Michaels for a pile driver or something. Michaels gets out, Darren ducks. Michaels lariats Billy Woods. Darren neck breakers Michaels and covers. And here comes ref number two. But Darren doesn't quite get three. And Darren complaining about the count of ref number two. Darren whips Michaels across. Michaels leapfrogs. Rolls Darren up. And there it is.
Some fans, the winner of the match, and still your USWO heavyweight champion, Chris Michaels.
Now Darren going after Michaels. Here's TNT Motley out here. I guess the more important question to ask is, where's the rest of the dynasty?
Once again, fans, the winner of the match, and still your USWO heavyweight champion, the headliner, Chris Michaels.
Do you ever take a bath? Good God!
Hey, listen up, Darren Flynn, you piece of trash. It's come to my attention that the next show here on February 8th, is that right?
Yeah.
Already signed a three-way match between you, dumbass, and this up-and-coming rising star right here by the name of TNT Motley. And myself. Well, there seems to be a schedule conflict because on February 8th, yours truly steps in the ring way up in Northern Kentucky with none other than the Omega himself, Matt Hardy. I'm sorry, that's an opportunity I'm not gonna pass up. That's the only way you'll win a title, you damn thief. But my proposal is this. If I was to give anybody a title shot, it'd be this young man right here. You don't deserve no title shot. You don't deserve to walk down that ramp. You damn sure don't deserve to put on tights and boots, punk. But how about you just shut up for 1 second? How about on February 8th, while I'm beating the hell out of Matt Hardy, why don't you two square off in a number one contenders match right here in this very ring? I dang sure ain't no psychic, and I don't like to make predictions, but I'm pretty sure that who's walking out of this ring the winner and who gets a title shot is gonna be this man right here. Shut up, you bald-headed geek.
Bald-headed geek. Bald-headed geek.
Hey, moron. Just like you can't grow hair, in case you didn't hear all these people, they just called you a bald-headed geek as well. Well, good luck to you, man. Hopefully after February 8th, you'll get your true shot at this USWO title, and I'll be glad to give you the shot instead of that piece of garbage right there.
It was a fun night for all at the Sawmill. USWO returns here on Saturday, February 8th, with our Music City champion, the Boogie Woogie Boy Gary Valiant, defending his title against David Knox, and much more action. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and thank you for listening.